This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And, of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in here. Skype username lrn.fm. And we also have Discord, where there's a Discord on-air call-in line chat room where you can get on and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So join us on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in here tonight, it's Ian and Melanie as normal. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, what's up?
But we've got a special guest co-host here this evening. Mark called out there's some trees down on his property after a pretty nasty, windy storm last night here in New Hampshire. He couldn't make it. Rich, you happen to be in town. Rich Paul.
It's true. Rich Paul.
Good to have you here. In fact, it's great to have you here, Rich, because the headline we're going to start with tonight is one that you probably will have some opinions about, and that is Canada, where they're considering decriminalization of all illicit drugs.
Yeehaw!
This according to TheGuardian.com, a story published today. With months left before Canada becomes the first country in the G7 to fully legalize marijuana, members of the country's Liberal Party, led federally by Justin Trudeau, are calling on their government to go one step further and decriminalize the possession and consumption of all illicit drugs. The internal push to embrace the idea is one of more than two dozen resolutions set to be debated this week as the political party gathers for their national convention in the East Coast city of Halifax. The resolution is one of three put forward by the National Caucus, suggesting widespread support among Liberal MPs. So it sounds like this isn't yet a proposal for the government. It's a proposal within the Liberal Party. Sounds like maybe a party platform change.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be really odd for a government to do that.
Well, they did it in Portugal, and that was really odd
Well, it is really odd, and does Portugal actually have legalized drugs, or do they have this
personal
weird
amounts.
Decrim?
So they have decriminalization of personal amounts of all drugs. So whatever, you know, LSD, heroin, you know, you name it. If you have under a certain amount, what they would consider to be a personal use amount, where they can't accuse you of being a drug dealer, then you, I think there's like a decrim process where you still kind of, maybe they're going to confiscate the drug, and I believe we looked into this once, where you might have to go to some sort of class or whatever. So it's not
like... My understanding of Portugal was that it was some sort of... You weren't going to do time, but it's not really a decrim. There's some sort of, you know, almost probation. You have to go to all these classes and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I think there was some kind of class that would be assigned to you that you have to attend. So it's not like totally, you know, no consequence whatsoever, but you don't go to jail. You don't
get
right,
yeah,
then the question becomes, though, what happens if you don't go to the class? Because if you don't go to the class and they don't do anything about it, they can
right.
tell me to go to classes all day. I don't care. That costs me nothing.
And Portugal's opinion on that might be that they don't care. And it might just be that they're a signatory to the treaty, because I looked up at one point and I knew what countries weren't, but it was like North Korea and somebody else were not signatories to the UN's psychotropic drug, which they define ridiculously, treaty.
Yeah, I think that it's probably, if I had to guess, it would probably be a judge's order, in which case it'd be contempt of court if you didn't go to the class, but that's just, I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but they could still ignore it. I mean, there's nothing...
You're saying the judge could ignore somebody in contempt?
Or, I mean, the country of Portugal could just decide to ignore all contempt charges for drug possession?
I suppose.
I don't know that they are, but that's, you know...
Usually,
I don't know why they couldn't.
The national government won't have any awareness of whether or not a judge has issued a contempt order, so I don't imagine there's... I don't imagine the only people who could ignore that would be the people who would enforce the judge's order, right? Because if the judge says, Rich Paul, you're in contempt, usually there's men with guns who are going to go ahead and put you in a cage for that, so...
Yeah, the question is there an organized attempt to track it? You know, it's quite possible they don't bother to track it here. You have to report back to the court. If there's no report back to the court, stage, then there's no opportunity to tell the judge you've completed it, or unless you have a probation officer.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be a really shoddily written situation like that, because remember in Massachusetts when they did marijuana decrim a few years ago, they came down to a $100 fine, but there was no enforcement mechanism, meaning that if the people who were getting the tickets in Massachusetts did not pay the ticket, then they could. There was no way for the state to actually prosecute them over that.
Well,
so
the reason
people just started ignoring them.
The reason for that is because in Massachusetts, you have to commit a crime in order for the police to demand identification. And if it's decriminalized, then it's not a crime, it's a civil infraction. So what it was the police were unable to deny or to demand ID from the people they were writing tickets to.
Is that only true in Massachusetts? Because here in New Hampshire, when they arrested Heike, who was a mutual friend of ours several years ago, that was just for a town violation.
Well, yeah, that would be a state law. So, like, in Louisiana, they can just kind of demand your ID because they feel like it. There's some states like that. Or, well, I think
in this case, what happened was that they normally would just write you a ticket if it's a violation, but she was refusing to identify herself, and so therefore they arrested her and took her back to the station until they could, you know, confirm her identity or whatever, and then write the ticket out.
Well, yeah, so
but they also charged her with other things. I think they charged her with disorderly conduct. Oh, really?
Yeah,
they
she
didn't
might
charge
have
her with
resisting.
Disorderly conduct
she
for...
Might have
for refusing the order to pour out the beer?
I don't know.
Because I
question.
Seem to remember that's what the arrest revolved around, is they said, pour out your beer, and she said no, and they said, well, we're going to arrest you if you don't. She still said no.
Okay. Okay, so our recollections are different. We were both there for it, but...
I was
and we
pissed
both got
drunk,
arrested.
Though. So, you know, if I could be wrong...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she got arrested because she didn't identify herself, and that is, on its own crime here. If you don't, it's called failure to ID or something like that, failure to identify.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in most places you'll have to tell a cop your name and address. Some of them tackle on the unconstitutional and what you're doing clause, but yeah, it's not uncommon for a state to have a law that says you have to tell the cop who you are.
See, if they ask me what I'm doing, I'm going to tell them I'm talking to you.
So back to Canada, where the Liberal Party, they've got a resolution put forward here. Nathaniel Erskine Smith, a Liberal MP who's championed decriminalization since he was elected in 2015, said, quote, "It's one of the few issues where we're taught from a young age that drugs are bad and that it's normal to throw people in jail for using drugs." He said further, "Yet when you actually start looking underneath those claims and at the actual evidence and hear from people who have studied or lived this issue, this isn't the right approach," unquote. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
Oh, yeah.
Putting people in jail for what is, at worst, a personal problem, a personal issue with addiction that somebody might need help with, putting them in a jail cell is not going to help them. And I also don't think forcing them into treatment is going to help them either, so I'm opposed.
And it's not going to help any of the other people at treatment who actually want to be at treatment,
correct,
by the way.
And even if you look I was in AA for 22 years, so I know something about addiction and recovery, and if you read the chapter Two Wives in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, what it says is, if you know an alcoholic who doesn't yet want to get sober, tell him you have a way to get sober, and then leave him alone until he does.
Right.
And when he comes to you remorseful, when he comes to you saying, my God, what have I done with my life?
Right.
You remind him of this. And when you catch him and he's ready, that's when he's hit rock bottom. And until that happens, he is not going to recover.
Exactly right. So, you know, I don't support the treatment, the forced treatment. I think that it's a better option than putting somebody in a jail cell.
True.
But it's still forcing somebody into doing something against their will, and that's not helpful.
Yeah, the thing that I objected to, they tried to order me to go to chem-dep treatment after I after I got convicted of selling weed, and that's one of the things they violated my probation for. And as I said on the stand, I will no more claim to be a marijuana addict than I will claim to be a unicorn. So that was my reason for not going. I was not going to malign
You're
the drug,
addict.
And I wasn't going to lie about myself. I may be an addict, but I'm not addicted to marijuana.
Okay, fair enough. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll continue here. Again, this is a step in the right direction. It's not a proposed law yet in Canada, but the Liberal Party going to be considering a platform change to support decriminalization across the board of all drugs in Canada. More coming up.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going to next to take our first call here tonight. But first in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Rich Paul.
Also, don't forget, if you need help with taxes or you want to bring a professional in who can help you maximize the amount of money that you keep instead of money going into the government's pocket, Melanie is an anarchist and a tax professional. So good luck finding that combination together. I suspect the amount of anarchist tax professionals in the world probably you could count on one hand, and Melanie is one of them. And she's here, and she can help you, even though right now you are in the midst of probably a pile of work, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so April 15th falls on April 17th this year. I had originally thought it was today, but apparently today is a holiday in D.C., so the post office is open, but taxes aren't due till tomorrow, so I have a couple things still. People sending me their last information back.
Got it.
I had asked for.
So for people that have been dragging their feet to the very, very last minute at this point, what do you recommend that they do?
I recommend that they file an extension.
And can you help them with that?
Because it depends. So
you're pretty loaded up.
Right, I can tell that. So an extension is basically your name and Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
If I file it, I have to say what I think your estimated taxes are, and if I could say that, I could do your tax return.
I see. So
if you guess wrong, then they'll be like, well, you're not an accountant.
I see. So
and
right
you're
going
to have to pay them interest, but, you know.
So right now, if you haven't done anything yet, and you've been waiting till the last minute, you want to file an extension, you're saying it's best to file that on your own somehow, and then get in touch with you? Is that the idea?
Yeah, or just if you email me, I'll probably be able to send you the link or something. But,
okay, so you can help them do it themselves, is what you're saying.
I can send you the link for extensions.
Okay, cool. And then, of course, you can hire Melanie to take care of all of it for you from that point forward. And, again, maximize the amount that you can avoid, you know, paying to these government goons or get back from them. Maximize that, too. So whether you got a small business or it's just an individual thing, you can help them, right?
Yeah, small businesses, individuals, investment income, S-corps.
Escorts?
I mean, yeah, you know.
It's legal, technically.
Well, it's legal to file taxes. It's not legal to do it unless you're in Nevada.
Well, it's legal to be an escort in all the states, from what I understand.
Yeah. No, escort, that's not what escort
escort
means.
Just provides companionship, technically.
That's, true,
that's right. An escort's just a woman or a man that you pay to be your companion for an evening.
Now, she may be more than an escort, but you don't find that out until you get
that's,
there.
That's later, right, if she wants to tell you about that. All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. If you want to get in touch with Melanie, you can go to tax.freetalklive.com, T-A-X, tax.freetalklive.com, and that will take you straight to her website where you can reach out to her directly. Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia on via Skype. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Anarcho-capitalist, anarchist, without the government, you know, the question is, who will build the roads?
Walmart.
I prefer voluntarist. I don't really care for the term anarcho-capitalist. I think it's two very ugly words married together. But, yeah, I think that all human interaction should be consensual. So, I mean, whoever wants to provide the roads, whoever can, profit from providing the roads would likely be
who does it. And on a more serious note, the amount of minarchists and statists that ask me who will build the roads demonstrates one thing, and that is that there is a demand for roads.
For sure.
So someone will build them. Someone who wants you to come to their business will build infrastructure. Somebody who wants to be able to leave their house will. I mean, a road is a flat surface. It's not like this complex device that only three people in the world are qualified
to
do.
Sometimes they go up and down and around things, but otherwise, yeah, it's pretty.
I like the Tom Woods quote of, what do you imagine that I'll be standing here in front of my house and the store will be over there and we'll all just stand there scratching our heads, not knowing what to do. How do we build a road to the store?
It's also possible that in the absence of the, what is it, the FAA, that we could have flying cars by now and not need roads. That's possible.
That's
we,
a possibility.
We won't get there right away, obviously.
Right.
If the state disappeared tomorrow, we'd have to have time to develop that, but I mean, a road is a flat surface.
The flat
helpful
cars...
hint, it's just like a parking lot, but longer and thinner.
Right. And parking lots are built all the time by private companies. In fact, probably 99% of them are private companies' parking lots. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you can look at private roads. They do exist. You know, there are like gated neighborhoods. Yeah. Those are usually private roads. Yeah. Disney World, those are private roads.
There are probably more driveways than roads out there in the world, too, and each one of those is a private road.
Yeah, that's true.
So the new version of that, the thing, the criticism of, you know, anarchism of anything is the new who will build the roads, I've also noticed, is basically the anarchism based on private property rights eventually devolves into consolidation of property, and then people have to pay taxes that rent the property, and eventually it devolves into monarchy and feudalism. I mean, that's what I've seen on the internet lately. That's like the next generation of feudalism. So what do you think of that?
It's highly debatable if that monarchy isn't even preferable to the system that we have now. And any argument that rests on we should have a state because if we don't, then we'll have a state. It's like, so the worst thing that's going to happen, you're telling me, if we don't have a state is that we will. That's just kind of irrelevant to me because something, even if that's true, just pretend that's true. So there's always going to be murder as far as I know. That does not mean that I'm not going to be anti-murder. And nobody's calling me idealist for that.
And warlords have already taken over. Okay, Trump is a warlord. Obama was a warlord.
Sure.
Bush was a warlord before them. They're all practicing the same foreign policy. So at least chances are good whoever took over for him, if it was just a criminal gang or something harmless like that, wouldn't have nukes.
Right. So the theory, though, just so I can understand it, Penguin, is that if we actually got rid of this idea of the state and that all property were privately owned, the theory that you've been encountering online is that somehow that private property would then consolidate into the hands of a few owners, and then they would essentially be dominating the people on that.
And they would own hereditarily, and they would ask for they would demand rent for their private property.
So here's a solution: just don't sell. I mean, if you're worried about some crazed warlord or, you know, some wannabe warlord buying out your property from you, just don't sell it to them. And I imagine not everybody is going to be interested in selling their property to people that, you know, might end up being crazy.
Well, what he's describing, though, if I may, let me restate your concern and see if you're right. When see if I'm right in understanding you. When John Locke wrote about homesteading, he said you have a right to homestead and to appropriate land for your own use, so long as there is as much and as good remaining for others to homestead, because there should always, according to him, there should always be homesteadable land available in every society. Now, in the United States, all of the land which is not claimed by a legitimate person or company has been claimed by the government, and that violates the Lockean proviso,
Lockean proviso,
and this is a problem.
Isn't anarchy, though.
Hold on, let's continue the discussion here in moments. You're welcome to hang on for it, Penguin. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If all property were privately owned, then what? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord at the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just jump on in there at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency, maybe you've been putting it off, you've been waiting, you're not so sure, you want to get a little more information, go to Bitcoin.com. There's no better site to get started. Learn the basics about the cryptocurrency that started it all, which was, of course, Bitcoin back in 2009. Not quite there for a decade, but coming soon, it'll be here with us for a decade. Go and learn more now while you still can. Over at Bitcoin.com. It's not too late to get involved, even though Bitcoin's like $8,000 per unit. I think that's around the price where it's at today. That doesn't mean you have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can get $20 worth of a Bitcoin. That's not a problem. So you got to learn the basics, though, first. So go to Bitcoin.com. If you aren't so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, then just go to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find updated news there every single day. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we go back to Mortified Penguin, he's on the line in Virginia. You called in tonight about a question regarding private property. You say you're hearing people online, I guess in online discussions about these issues, saying they're worried about the idea, the sort of libertarian ideal of ending the state, getting rid of the idea of public property and having private property all over the place. The fear that has been put forward is the idea that that would result in some sort of consolidation of property into the hands of the few, which would result in the rise of some form of a dictatorship or monarchy or state. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was my understanding correct of what you were saying there?
Yeah, specifically a hereditary monarchy. It's the meme, you know. It's a king. It's a big fat king on a throne, and he has all his private property and his doesn't demand taxes, but he demands his rent, and that's basically a monarchy.
And see, I don't think that there's any evidence of that. In my opinion, businesses are artificially large because of things like corporate protection and state liability protection.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Definitely.
So, I mean, they're kind of just making that up. Like, if you had to defend all your own property, which you would under anarchy, nobody is going to own, you know, 200 acres, or I guess that's kind of a low amount. Nobody's going to own 200,000 acres spewed across the continent. They're not going to be able to upkeep it. So you're limited under anarchy, you're limited by physics, whereas under the state will provide you free protection services. So you're less able to do that under anarchy.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that, and that's also, I think, what would prevent the Lockean proviso from being violated in most cases, except where there is extreme overpopulation, because there are some pieces of land, I think, that would not be worth defending. And until population pressure goes up a little bit, and then suddenly pieces of land that were marginally not worth defending become worth defending to somebody, and he homesteads that land. And of course, the cost of defending land is going to increase any time you have homeless people. So basically, it's going to get more, if more and more people are becoming homeless, it's going to be more and more expensive to keep them off your land because they're more numerous. Perhaps they're organizing. Eventually, they're going to get irritated and get guns and
Well, I mean, just because somebody is off their property doesn't mean they're going to be homeless, right? So, I mean, in theory, let me see if I'm understanding this correctly. The idea would be that we're going from a situation where all property is privately owned to that privately owned property over time being accumulated by one owner in a certain geographic area. Well, that would mean that one owner, the Bill Gates of the area or whatever, who wants to just start buying up land so he can create his own monarchy someday, he's going to have to spend a lot of money, right? He's going to have to lay out a lot of money in the marketplace before he can ever claim, even if he gets a chance at buying 100% of the land in that given area. It's going to cost a tremendous amount of money to do that, especially
absolutely.
If people start noticing
but
the land getting sold.
Also impossible because people don't sell their houses unless they're going to derive enough income from those houses to buy another house.
Generally.
People don't sell themselves into homelessness.
Right.
So what he's going to do is he's going to cause a bubble in the real estate market as more and more people try to squeeze onto less and less land and have more and more money to do it. You're eventually, some of them may just leave, but for those who want to stay, they're going to bid up property prices in that area.
Correct.
So it's not like it's like trying to buy up all the Bitcoin in the world. You can't do it because as you try, it becomes more and more valuable
and
it runs out of your reach.
Yep.
And the thing is, Bill Gates could do this now. So right now, Bill Gates could go buy up all the land somewhere. There's a couple of people who don't want to sell. He can either A, use eminent domain and steal it, or B, because the land values are going up, because now Bill Gates owns all the surrounding land, now your property tax go up, so you can't afford to pay the property tax, so you have to sell, which is not something that happens in anarchy. Any rich person could go buy up a bunch of land and rent it and have their own rules right now. There's a few things they can't do that conflicts with law as far as, you know, behavioral rules or income rules on the land. The state is what enables this to happen.
So basically there's all kinds of rule economics that say this is an impossibility. Even if the only way that the person could avoid, that this rich buyer, the only way they could avoid tipping off the market that there's a rich guy going around buying up stuff is if they made simultaneous offers on every piece of property that was so good they couldn't be turned down, right? Like, it would be impossible.
Something like that, but, you know, are there enough lawyers and realtors to to pull that
right.
off.
Yeah, it's
because,
impossible.
I mean, yeah, it's so I think what you're dealing with is what we call in computer science a corner case. It's a case where there are a confluence of very unlikely events, and I think that this that the probability of this playing out this way approaches zero if it isn't zero.
And then an additional issue on top of all of that, which I think is kind of, you know, everything previously is the main point, but as an additional point, right now we kind of look at land as an incredibly finite resource, and right now it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, nothing's infinite as far as my understanding of the universe goes, but... So seasteading would be incredibly difficult to do right now because there are multiple states that will attack you. Terraforming would be incredibly expensive and incredibly difficult to do because they won't even let you go into space without paying them insane licenses. So we can, the actual landmass on the Earth might not be able to increase, but we can increase usable land. And right now, we might not have that tech yet, but right now we have the states preventing that, and maybe you could create land on the ocean, I don't know, but they're not going to let you go into space and terraform Mars because they're not going to let you go into space. But we might create that tech by the time we run out of all the government lands that are sitting vacant right now being guarded so the deer can run across them or whatever.
I think you are actually allowed to go into space. I think they decriminalized that or they deregulated that or a while
back. They did let that crazy flat earther guy take off, apparently.
Did they let him or did he do it anyway? I think he did it anyway.
I think he survived.
Yeah, he did survive.
Yeah.
Well, plus then you get the SpaceX thing where they were competing to get to space like a decade and a half ago. I think that's when they deregulated it. It was right after that they came out with SpaceX.
Did they deregulate it or did they say pay us a $7 million licensing fee? Because those are two different things.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It used to just be
that
the government.
$7 million, though, sounds like a very specific number. Where'd that come from?
It's one of my random numbers.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Penguin, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion. Really what it sounds like is just, you know, you're talking to people on the internet who don't really understand property and don't really understand economics, and you know they probably have never owned any property in their life. These are the people who are, you know, getting on there saying, well, if it's all private, then some Bill Gates will come in and just buy it all up. They probably have never actually owned property and don't know what it's like. Hey, here's a news flash. You don't have to sell if you own the property.
Not in anarchy, you don't.
Right.
Under the state, you might.
There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, we started out talking about drug decriminalization. We can get back into that. Plus, microdosing is back in the news. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up here as well. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
Rich Paul.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them to you. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you appreciate the work that we do, then please amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, or you can use Bitcoin Core if you would like, PayPal, credit card. You sign up, and then it's $5 a month that we then get into invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. We're over 180 radio stations now, and that's a new record high for Free Talk Live, and that's a lot of it is thanks to Free Talk Live listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. And, of course, you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group. We also now have AMP-only Discord chat rooms and more. Go get all the details. Get signed up at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Dave, he's in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
The other night when I called, I was on hold for way over an hour. I hung up because I was on hold for way over
baby.
An hour. I had a question I wanted to ask, and you guys had me on hold for way over an hour.
Who,
and I
just, who don't put you on
should
hold
we
now?
Get you a Wambulance?
I just put him on hold again here. Dave, let me explain to you, Dave, while you're on hold here, since you're presumably still listening, the reason why you were on hold for more than an hour the other night is because it was Saturday night, and Saturday nights are very, very busy nights here on Free Talk Live. We get a lot of callers on Saturday nights. Tonight is a Monday night show, so right now you're the only caller on the line. But on Saturday night, we had loaded up calls all night long, and when that happens, people who are regular callers get moved to the back of the line. So
why?
That's why. Because I want to hear from people who I don't know. I want to hear from people whose voices.
How about people who call up and yell at us get moved to the back of the line? How does that sound? I like that policy.
I had a question I wanted to ask.
Well, then ask your damn question instead of complaining.
My question was, because there's a woman who I like, who I really, really like, but I don't want to sound too much of a creep, but I want to find out.
That ship's already sailed, my brother.
Listen. There's a girl who I really, really like, right? Listen,
is this a wrestler? Is this another wrestler? Is this a girl from real life? Because last time you called about wrestling girls.
Yes, it's a girl from real life. But,
okay,
you know,
so what's going on?
Girl from real life. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, yeah. But I don't want to sound too much of a creep, but, you know, I really like it. But Please stop laughing.
You got to stop saying that, girl.
Okay.
I have a question that I want to ask her.
See, the thing is with Dave, I don't know if you're new to Dave, Rich.
This is my first shot at Dave.
The thing with Dave,
Dave is a hell of a drug.
He always repeats himself, so he constantly will say the same thing over and over again throughout his call. You have kind of to,
doesn't that make him sound like a creep?
Well, let's go on. Wait till you hear what he has to say. I don't know what's going to come out of his mouth here, but go ahead, Dave. Girl problems. All right, let's hear about it.
How do I go about finding out if she has any hair down there?
Why is that important?
Like, I mean, serious question, why is that important?
Because people think that, oh, just because I like a woman who wears nail polish on her hands and feet, people think that, oh, I'm creepy for asking that kind of question or whatever I like women who...
So that is creepy to ask that kind of question.
How is that creepy? I just want to find
out. How is that not creepy?
Okay, Dave, you're asking someone a question. I'm not sure what words I can say on the radio, but you're asking them a question about about somebody who you're not in a relationship with.
You're asking about an intimate portion of somebody's body that they will only allow you access to if they are comfortable with you. And by asking that question, you're almost guaranteed to make that person uncomfortable with you.
You're not wrong.
Therefore, that is creepy.
How is it creepy that I like women who wear nail polish on their hands and feet? That's not creepy at all.
That's not creepy, but that's an entirely different thing.
You can observe whether the girl has, unless she's wearing closed-toe shoes, you can observe whether a girl has nail polish on her hands, but you can't just observe their nether regions, so... And
the truth be told, if you start asking a woman if she's wearing nail polish on her feet because she's wearing shoes, yeah, that's creepy, too. That's a weird thing to do.
Dave, do you play video games?
On and off.
Okay, so you know how they have different levels, and like you start at level 1 and you go up to level 20 or 100 or wherever that particular game ends?
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Dave,
that's the fourth time you've said that now.
You don't know this woman, so you're at like level 1, and you're asking like a level 30 question. In no video games, you get to like find out at what's level 30.
You gotta go
in order.
Now let's find out a little more about this lady here, Dave.
I also have female friends who I actually know, who I actually hang out with. I want to know, like, how would I find out if they have any hair down there?
I don't know why it would matter for your friend.
You could break into the rooms and inspect their panties, but that would be illegal.
Also really creepy.
It is creepy, but that ship has sailed. It's going to be creepy.
Dave, let's talk a little more about who this person is, without naming her name, because that would be wrong. But is this somebody who you've met before, or is it somebody who you simply see on the street or in a grocery store or something? What's the circumstances with you and this woman?
Somebody who I actually know. There's two people who I've known for many, many, many years.
Do they send you messages by wearing different clothes?
No, they just we usually text back and forth like, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? That kind of thing, you know.
So you've got two women that you say you've known for years. You text them regularly, back and forth. Now, what was the circumstance where you met these women? Just pick one of them. Let's talk about just one of them.
I've known him since high school.
Since high school. Okay. And you've continued to have a relationship on text with them. You've never been out on a date with either of them.
Yeah. Well, one of them, I've been up, I used to date one of them.
You did? Used to.
Okay. How long ago was high school?
About 20 or so years ago.
200?
20.
Okay. Groovy. Yeah, if it's 200, you'd definitely be in the friend zone. That's way too long.
So, have you been out on a date recently with either of these girls?
One lives far, far, far away. I'm not going to mention where she's at. And the other one's, but I just want to know, like, because I like girls, and then, you know, some people on Facebook are saying, oh, well, if you look, you know, finding out girls who wear, you know, nail polish on their hands and feet, oh, that's kind of creepy. No, it's not. It's not creepy if I like women to wear nail polish on their hands and feet. But, you know, and every guy who I know has always seen, you know, the tatas. But, you know, tatas are like, you know, big, small, whatever. How do you go about finding out if a woman has any hair down there?
Okay, so
I have seduce her, go down on her. If you're picking something from between your teeth, that's
you'll know.
Okay, Dave. there is no socially acceptable way for you to find that out about somebody who you are not in a sexual relationship with. And whether that's fair or not, or whether you like that or not, there's nothing any of us can do to change that because we are not the arbitrators of social appropriateness.
Let me give you a little bit of advice here.
And if you're picking something from between your teeth and it's not hair, seek medical attention.
So Dave, here's a little bit of advice for you. If you're looking to meet a member of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever your preferences are, if you're looking for some sort of a romantic relationship, potential partner into the future, does it really matter whether or not she has hair down there? Because shouldn't you be meeting somebody because of their personality, because they, you know, gel with you, they get along with you?
So, let's say that that's the most important thing to you. We're talking about a changeable attribute.
That's what I'm saying.
And is your preference with or without? Because they don't actually go bald. I mean, it's not like my head.
Like
it can grow back.
I have seen porn too many times, and, you know, the women who have no hair down there, that doesn't interest me at all.
Okay, so you want them hairy down there. I gotcha. So here's, again, my suggestion is, Dave, get into a relationship with a girl. Don't worry about what's going on down there, because if you get down there, then you get closer to the point where maybe you're comfortable enough with this person to where you could have a conversation about preferences. But until then, forget about it and just try to actually meet somebody.
Just stay there till the undergrowth moves in.
Thanks for the call, Dave. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.